When these French Catholics learned that the British Protestants had taken over, they weren't pleased. It may be the reason this city still exists today. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This town on the banks of the Mississippi dates to well before the founding of the nation.
The village started out in the late 1740s, and it was really an agricultural settlement to start out with on the bank of the Mississippi River. And a lot of the original inhabitants were actually French Canadians.
Jim Baker says many Canadians came here and settled on both sides of the river to farm the rich alluvial soil. When the French lost the French and Indian War in the 1760s, lives were affected here.
They turned over what was Quebec and Canada to the British, a big chunk of modern-day United States from the Alleghenies to the Mississippi, but the land they held west of the Mississippi River was turned over to Spain. And so there was a Spanish government here, and suddenly all those French people on the Illinois side became British subjects, which they didn't find very amusing.
St. Genevieve grew as French Catholics moved across the river, so they would be under the Spanish Catholic government rather than the Protestant British. St. Genevieve was under Spanish control for nearly 40 years.
In 1800, a secret treaty, the Treaty of San Ildefonso, transferred the territory from Spain back over to France. And the Spanish figured out they weren't really making any money in the Louisiana Territory, and so France was powerful enough again by that time, they gave the territory right back to France.
Then France sold the land to the United States just 3 years later as part of the Louisiana Purchase. Even though that transaction took place over two centuries ago, much of the old town remains. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Genevieve, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.